Wildlife watching is a popular summertime activity in Utah, and the state's variance in landscape and climate means there are many opportunities for those who seek the sight of a hawk or a moose during the summer months. But what about during the winter? The state is less accessible, yes, but I spoke to some Utahns who say the winter provides certain advantages in wildlife viewing.
When we really get into something that we would all recognize as winter weather with snow and ice and colder temperatures, in fact, it tends to concentrate animals of all kinds.
That was Bob Walters, the Watchable Wildlife Program Coordinator for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, explaining how winter weather concentrates animals, facilitating the viewing of Utah's rich diversity of animal life.
What it amounts to is that when we have such wide open conditions, wildlife of all kinds are widely separated and spread across the landscape. When we really get into a situation where the weather makes us feel like it's winter conditions, there's a good possibility to find species of many kinds in relative close proximity to one another and available for the watching.
Walter says changes in weather will bring out species that watchers would not be able to find in warmer seasons.
I'm anticipating there is going to be a change in the weather, and that should bring them into view. In Little Cottonwood Canyon, Rocky Mountain goats are very visible there.
For some Utahns, observing wildlife is one way to interact with nature that doesn't require any loss of animal life.
In the late 1800s, there was a tradition of after Christmas dinner, people would go out in the afternoon to kind of burn off dinner. They would engage in a competition to shoot as many creatures as they could, and they would bring them back as sort of a contest.
That was Brian Dixon, who organizes the Bridgerland Audubon Society's annual Christmas bird count, describing the former tradition of the after Christmas side hunt. He says concerns about the sustainability of this kind of human-wildlife interaction inspired the first bird count.
Some observers and scientists were beginning to notice, even in the late 1800s, efforts or activities like that were depleting populations of wildlife. So some individuals got together and decided, as an alternative to the Christmas side hunt, what they would do is a count. So they would go out on a day at the end of December, and they would count as many birds as they could, trying to identify species.
Dixon adds that bird migration and the seasonal changes in bird populations make winter bird watching an engaging and stimulating activity.
The dynamics of bird migration make it a really interesting thing and worthwhile spending time in the field to observe all year round, you know, for the public to be engaged in nature. Birds just happen to offer one of the best, most interesting, most intriguing, most dynamic aspects or facets of nature to observe.
Dixon also said the variability of bird populations mean even the shortest of attention spans can enjoy winter bird watching.
Audubon societies, as well as some other kinds of organizations, have field trips all winter. It's really variable across the hemisphere, but it's still a very exciting thing to do in terms of viewing wildlife because birds are not only beautiful and active, but it varies so much. There's always something to keep your attention.
Walters has some advice for those who want to watch Utah's fauna in wintry weather.
I think safety is a big deal and should be job one. The second thing would likely go to, you know, be prepared. If it's cold, dress accordingly and, you know, have something to eat or drink in the vehicle.
Wherever wildlife watching might take you, Utah's variation in terrain and seasonal climate make the state an excellent environment for wildlife watchers in all seasons. But don't forget, the Beehive State is alive in winter.